Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we were discussing how Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't completed. Yetzias Mitzrayim was stopped in the middle because the door Yotzei Mitzrayim did not enter into Eretz Yisrael. And we spoke about how there was supposed to be holiday in Tammuz, Av and Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot respectively. So if we were Zocha that Yitzis Mitzrayim would have been completed, we see from the Yalkut that we quoted, Shamoed Azei Amakbil Yom HaKippurim, Moed of Yom of Tisha B'Av would be Yom Kippur. The Moed of instead of Tisha B'Av and Chodesh Av, we would have Yom Kippur, and it would be a big chag. Chazal darshan the word me'od, and the pasuk by it says by Yom Hashishi, by Yar Elokim es kol asher asav, hinei tov me'od. It says in Bereishis Rabba. Vinei tov ma'od, vinei tov adam. Ma'od is osios adam. As we mentioned in the previous shir, Chazal darshan v'yitzer, God created man with two yuds, this world, the next world. Yitzir leilam hazi, yitzir leilam haba. So when it says in the pasuk, toiva ha'oretz me'oid me'oid, ha'aretz tova, gam laze v'gam laze, hi tova le'echol me'piria, v'tzurat adam shel ha'yud ha'rishonat. Beautiful, Eretz Yisrael is a gorgeous land, delicious fruits. And it's also good for the second yud, for Yitzira Neilam Haba. That's what it means. Toiva Aretz Me'oid Me'oid. Me'oid is for the Adam. It's good for man in both worlds. Me'oid Me'oid. In this world and in the next world. Yitzira Neilam Haze, Yitzira Neilam Haba. That's what man was created for, and Eretz Yisrael is good for both. The Me'oid is the Adam, and Adam was created in both this and the next for the this and the next world. Two yuds. Eretz Yisrael has both, Ruchnius and Gashmius. Chora, the word Ma'od, is unlimited. So why do you have to add on another Ma'od? What does it add? Where does the first Ma'od end and the second Ma'od start? So the answer is there are two different Ma'ods. There's a Ma'od of Olam Hazeh and a Ma'od of Olam Haba. Achshav nimtza, kilu haya kach, ha-makom haya mitztaref le'etzem yitziat Mitzrayim. Eretz Yisrael would have been part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If we were Zoyche, and then everything would have been different, and then again, in Tammuz, we would have had Rosh Hashanah, and then in Av, we would have had Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, excuse me, and El would have been Sukkot. נשאלת השאלה, במה המועד הזה צריך היה להיות המועד של יום כיפור? Where is it? Where do you find that Tisha B'Av is a substitute for Yom Kippur? You're supposed to be Yom Kippur. The Maral, in the Perek where he explains that, you know, the Moadim in Gevurah Hashem, in the 46th Perek, מעריך מאוד לבאר ומגלה שביום הכיפורים שהוא יום סליחה וכפרת חטאים, עיקר כפרה זה השחרור של העבדות לאותו מלך זקן וכסיל. Yom Kippur is the day of slicha and kapara. V'yekar kapara is being freed from the avdus, from serving that very sneaky king, i.e. the Yetzer Hara. Lashon HaTorah, all the chatoim that we're not supposed to do, we call it aser. Aser means bound. Asur ba'azikim, as it says in Yirmiyahu 41. Who's bound? Who's bound over here when we talk about something being aser? העניין בזה כי אדם חוטא הוא אסור. כך הוא שורש עניינו של החטא, שהוא קושר אותנו דבר שהוא כנגד עיקר הטבע שאליו ברא אותנו בורא העולם. הוא עושה אותנו לעבדים למישהו אחר. אנחנו כפותים לרשות אחרת. העבירות הם איסורים. כל עבירה על רצון הבורא קושרת אותנו לרצון אחר. היא קושרת אותנו, so we're bound. In Hasidus, they talk about being bound to the klipas, being bound to the sitra achra. We're bound to this avera, we're bound to this yetzer hara. Person needs to smoke, he's bound to that cigarette. That's what happens when he does the yisr. And that's the idea of tshuva. Tshuva is we're freeing ourselves. Ki hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonos avi. He redeems us. He redeems us from this bondage to this sin, to this adam. בעומק הדברים, עניינה של כפרת יום הכיפורים זה היובל עצמו. לכן חלות יובל הוא ביום הכיפורים. יום כיפר relates to יובל. חלויס יובל זה יום כיפר, like we find in ארכין 12a and the פסוק in יחזקאל, ב-25 שנה לגלוסנו, בראש השנה, בעשור לחודש, ב-14 שנה אחר אשר הוקסה העיר. איזו שנה של ראש שנה בעשור לחודש? הווה אומר זה יובל. So the Gemara darshins that since it says in the Pasuk on Rosh Hashanah on the 10th of the month, when's the beginning of the year, the 10th of the month? Yovel is Chal on Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah brings that there's a machlokes about the din of Chazaras Avadim b'Yovel. Mikan amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch amar Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim lo ayu avadim niftarim lebateihem velo mishtabdim l'adonehen elo ochlim v'shotim v'smechim v'atvotehem b'roshehem. כיוון שהגיע יום הכיפורים תקעו ביתים בשופר, נפטרו עבדים לבתיהם ושדות חוזרות לבעליהם. So Rishma ben Osher Yochanan ben Baruch says, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, the Avadim wouldn't go home, and they wouldn't be Meshubit either. They would eat, drink, enjoy, crowns on their heads. When Yom Kippur comes, Beis Din blows the shofar, and the Avadim were able to go home, and the fields back to their owners. They were still tachas rishus habaylam until Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur they can go home. That's one opinion. Another opinion is that everything happens on Yom Kippur mitchila by itself until Yom Kippur they're avodim regilim. But the kule alma, the true chalois of Yovel is Yom Kippur. Shnat Yovel azot tashuvu isha lachuzato. That's Yom Kippur. That's the inyan of Yom Kippur, to be mechaper on us and to free us from the iser. Now we're freed from the Isser is batel, doesn't exist anymore. It stops being Isser. Zot ha-kapara shel Yom HaKippurim. Ein lanu yoter Isur. Zeh ma shekore b'Yom HaKippurim. If we say in the Haftarah of Yom Kippur, in the Nebuah of Yeshaya, Halo ze tzom efchareyu, v'ter chatzubot resha, ater agudot mota, u'shlech ritzutzim chofshi. Zeh ha-tzom shel Yom HaKippurim. V'ter chatzubot resha. To open up the shackles of evil. And that's the Kedusha to release us. And that's the Kedusha of the Yovel of Yom Kippur. We were Zoyche, v'inu konim et ha-makom ha-amiti shelanu, v'imso ha-makom b'zeh ha-chelek me'atzmenu, yovel ha-machzir otanu elav. Zeh yovel hi tiyeh lachem, v'shavtem ish al-achuzato, v'ish al-mishpachto toshuvu. Kol echad chuzer al-atzmo, zeh ikar anyano shel Yom HaKippurim. Yovel is that you go back to your family, you go back to your land, you go back to yourself. That's Yom Kippur and that's Yovel. Furash b'chazal sheyovel b'am Yisrael, yovel amiti hu zeheh umakbil liyom kabbalat ha-Torah. Torah sheinu tzichim lekabel otah biyom 50 la-Sfirah נמצאת בידינו מכוח הלוחות השניים שנתקבלו ביום הכיפורים. היינו יום הכיפורים החזיר לנו את אותו יום החמישים שנלקח מאיתנו על ידי שבירת הלכות. What's the 50th day? The 50th year is Yovel. The 50th day is Kabbalah Satorah. The second Luchos we got in Yom Kippur, which is supposed to bring us back to the 50th day of the first Kabbalah Satorah, which was after 50 days. So it was given back to a certain extent on Yom Kippur. So that's the 50th day corresponding to the 50th year, that's Kabbalah Satorah. By Yovel we count Sheva Shabbat, by Yovel we count Shmitos, seven Shmitas, and the 50th is Yovel. And so too in Sfiras Omer, we count 7 weeks, and the 50th day is Matan Torah, Shavuos. So that's what we got back on Yom Kippur. And that's what we were supposed to get on Tisha B'Av. But on Tisha B'Av was taken from us. Tisha B'Av Zen El Kach Me'itano. We lost what we were supposed to get. We lost that Yom Kippur. We lost that Kabbalah Satorah. We lost that Yovel. It was all supposed to happen on Tisha B'Av. As it says in the Zohar Kodesh, Kulhon Taivin La'Srayu, everything goes back to its source. Shushavta Misha Lachuzasa. That was supposed to be on Tisha B'Av. But we lost it when we broke the connection between Tzias Mitzrayim and Knesset L'Eretz Yisrael with the Chet of the Meraglim. So now we lost our place. And now we're under this klala of ismakartim, like we spoke about in the previous shir. Lavadim ulushvachos vein koine. Unwanted. We know throughout history how many places the Jews have gone to. Unwanted. Ramon Kotev, Esham Yamim Shekol Yisrael Mitanim Behem, Bepnei Atzarot Sheiru Behem, Kedei Lorer Al Abavot Leftoch Darkei Tshuva. Yezeh Zikaron Lemaaseinu Rim Umaasei Avotenu Sheyayu Kemaaseinu Ata, Ad Shegaram Lehem Belanu Otan Atzarot. Otam Maasim Az Hem Kemaaseinu Achshav. Anachnu Mamshichim Et Maasei Avotenu. Kach Zeh Bechol Atzarot Kulan. אנחנו ממשיכים לעקור את עצמנו מהמקום האמיתי שלנו. אנחנו מרחיקים את עצמנו יותר ויותר מהמקום האמיתי. אנחנו מתקרבים יותר ויותר והשיבך השם למצרים באוניות. ותמכרתם שם לאויביך לעבדים ולשפחות. אבל עלינו לזכור את אותו זיכרון למעשינו הרעים ומעשי אבותינו שהיו כמעשינו עתה. עד שגרם להם ולנו אותן צרות, אותן צרות שאנחנו מתענים עליהם, נמשכים עד עצם היום הזה מכוח אותם מעשים. אנחנו ממשיכים את אותם מעשים שהם יהיו סיבה לצרות ההן. אכן בזיכרון דברים אלה נשוב להיטיב, כמו שהרמב"ם כותב. אנחנו מתענים בתשעה באב, אנחנו צריכים לזכור שתענית תשעה באב, זיכרון למעשינו הרים המעשי אבותינו שיהיו כמעשינו עתה. ואנחנו חוזרים ממה שהם עשו. So we're really continuing. That's what the fast is all about. And we're continuing the bad deeds of our forefathers. When we're mitzarif ourselves to the tainus of Tisha B'Av, we're mechaber ourselves in some way, a little bit, to the Kedusha of Yovel. And therefore, as we started earlier, in the first year, Gemara says, if you're ochel v'shoseh b'Tisha B'Av, it's like being ochel v'shoseh b'Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av was supposed to be Yom Kippur, and because of our Maisim Roim of Tisha B'Av, we lost it. But we have a little bit still of Yom Kippur in that Tisha B'Av, and therefore if you eat on Tisha B'Av, it's like eating on Yom Kippur. And that's what we want to get back. We want to get back that Yom Kippur, that Kedushas HaYovel, of returning to our source, returning to our place. That's the special Chomer we saw in Tisha B'Av, that you have the five Inuyim. Starts already by day. Because it's like Yom Kippur. And we're crying that we didn't get the Yom Kippur. It's supposed to be Yom Kippur. Instead we got Tisha B'Av. We have no tziur how Shnas Yovel looked in Klal Yisrael. But we have one picture that the rabbis paint for us. And that is that Shnas HaYovel is a complete year of Yom Kippur. The whole year is holy with Kedushas Yom Kippur. Shnas Shabbat, Shabbos Shabbosim. Our Maisim Raim, now that are like Maisa Abaseinu, caused the fact that Tisha B'Av wasn't Yom Kippur. In other words, this is the Chorban of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Chorban of Kedushas HaYovel. Kedushat Yovel is a Shana Shlema. היום יש לנו רק זכר לזה ביום הכיפורים. אבל יובל זו שנה שלמה שכל אחד שב על עצמו ואין עליו שום מעשר. There's no Isser anymore. It's Yom Kippur, it's Yovel. Everybody goes back to their source. אל משפחתו, אל אחוזסו, אל משפחתו. הוא לא אסור בשום דבר, הוא לא קשור. שום דבר לא שולט עליו. שבת מאיש על אחוזתו, איש על משפחתו, כל אחד חוזר על עצמו. That's what's special about Tisha B'Av. Even if you hold that you have to do the other Inuyim, we saw Machlokas Rishonim, there's an opinion that you have to do the other Inuyim on the other fasts. But it doesn't say about the other fasts that it's like you eat and drink on Yom Kippur. Davka Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av helps us fix that we lost Yom Kippur. Because like the Medrash says, Tisha B'Av was supposed to be Yom Kippur. And this is supposed to be the day that everyone goes back to their source, the Kedushas HaYovel. And we have our place. Whereas because of Tisha B'Av, we lost our place. We have no place. We've been wandering around for thousands of years. So that's the avod of Tisha B'Av, is to really try to bring back that Yom Kippur, that Kedushas HaYovel. Ya'adav vadei kobachina. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yachzir lanu et ma she'ibadnu. Kol ma she'efsadnu et ma she'nalkach meitanu. יחזיר אותנו למצב של איש על אחוזתו ואיש על משפחתו תשובו כולהון תאיבין להתראיו שלום שלום